I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca. Canada Immigration News Articles, October 2016. Canada to welcome continued record immigration numbers. Canada has announced plans to target 300,000 new immigrants in 2017 as it looks to spur a stagnant economy with a continued record number of newcomers. The levels for 2017 are consistent with 2016 overall targets, with an increase of 12,100 in the economic category, an increase of 4,000 for family class, and a decrease of 15,800 for refugees. Federal Immigration Minister John McCallum has recently sought a substantial increase from 2016 levels, having heard from businesses and provincial politicians on the need for more workers. The 2017 immigration levels plan means McCallum has not yet won the support he needed for a boost in Canada's immigration levels. Aside from 2016, the last period of time Canada welcomed so many new immigrants in a calendar year was in the early 1910s, putting into perspective the Liberal government's continued drive to bring in foreign workers under a policy of managed immigration levels. The 2017 levels are described as follows. Under the economic class, there are calls for 172,500. This includes immigrants selected under a number of programs, including federal skilled workers, skilled trades, and the Canadian Experience class, federal business programs, provincial nominees, and Quebec. Under the family class, there will be 84,000. This includes spouses, partners, children, parents, and grandparents. For refugees, there will be 40,000. This includes government and privately sponsored refugees. Under humanitarian, there are calls for 3,500 newcomers. Despite regularly showing his support for increased immigration levels, McCallum was always careful to say he needed the backing from within the Liberal Party to move forward with his plan. He did have the support of Innovation Minister Navdeep Bains, who is keen to see the creation of a new global talent visa to help bring in highly skilled talent more quickly. Bains also wants to see the government shape the argument for increased immigration in economic terms, viewing more newcomers as central to Canada's future prosperity. A recent report by the Advisory Panel on Economic Growth stated that in order to spur growth in Canada's economy, a 50% increase in skilled worker and entrepreneur immigration was required, which would bring levels to 450,000 each year by 2021. The 2017 levels are a confirmation that McCallum views the figure of 450,000 as a hugely ambitious figure. Businesses have called for immigration levels to increase significantly, having long made the argument that growth has been stunted by the lack of access to skilled labor. By keeping the number of new immigrants at 300,000 for 2017, the federal government is establishing a benchmark level for the coming years. It could not jump in and significantly increase the number of newcomers without upsetting a large proportion of the electorate. Instead, it will add numbers each year, but in a strategic, managed, and measured way. It is important to note that while the upper target for 2016 immigration is 305,000, and the government is expected to exceed that figure after welcoming 320,000 newcomers in the period of 12 months, year ending July 2016. The upper target for 2017 is 320,000, but if 2016 is anything to go by, the government views these figures as guidance rather than imposing any strict limit. The numbers will significantly rise in the coming years, but the government knows the increase has to be carefully managed to appease all stakeholders. In pure numerical terms, more skilled labor will be welcome to Canada in 2017. Now, businesses will be looking out for how the government intends to adopt policy to streamline the talent that is being brought in. Under both the express entry system and the temporary foreign worker program, the need for a time-consuming labor market impact assessment, or LMIA, creates untenable backlogs. The LMIA is the process of proving there are no qualified Canadians to fill an available position. Minister McCallum also intends to allow many more international students to remain in Canada after they graduate, possibly also filling some of the increased skilled labor quota. Immigration plays an important role in keeping Canada competitive in a global economy, a government statement confirmed.